late. Pretty fuss budget here. Oh, he's got to work there too.
I just recorded you saying Nathan P. Fuss budget here.
Nathan P. Fuss budget here. How's it going, everybody? Nathan P. Fuss budget. I'm all over the place nowadays. Working all over the place. People ask me all the time, Nathan P. Fuss budget, what do you do for a living? Do you do commentaries 24/7? No, that's not the case. I'm actually, most of the time, I work in a small place called Stop and Shop. And I bag groceries there. I've been working there for about 2.5 years. And I make a lot of money. I make $7.35 an hour. It's really good work for me because it pays for my internet connection. And it allows me to commentate continuously. It helps me sustain myself, as it were. And I gotta tell you, I run into some stupid people working at Stop and Shop. And I gotta tell everybody this story. There's this one guy comes in one day, and I'm bagging groceries, doing a good job. I'm probably gonna get employee of the month this month because I do so good. And this guy comes up, and first of all, I don't like my cashier. Her name is like Ricky or something like that, but she's a girl, so her name don't make no sense. Because she's a chick named Ricky. And who names their daughter with a guy's name? Like, are you just trying to have them grow up to be somebody who works on a pole? That makes no sense. Anyway, Ricky and I are talking. She's talking about some movie she went and saw. I think it's what is it called? The Thing? She went and saw The Thing. It just came out. So she's talking to me about how she went and saw The Thing. And about, she's like, oh, this movie is so great. And I was like, whatever. It's a movie about, they don't even know what the monster is. It's like, what kind of horror movie doesn't know what their monster is? Like, why not call it Ghost or Alien or something like that? Like, why aren't they going to at least tell you what you're supposed to be talking about? So she's talking about this movie, and this guy comes up. This big guy, he's like 6'5½. If I just had to guess, he was probably 6'5½, probably weighed about 220-something pounds. Again, just guessing. And he walks up, and he's got a little cart. And he's got a cart full of stuff. It's like, and it's all like loaves of bread and milk. I was like, I don't know what this guy's doing. He's got, like, milk, bread, and eggs. So I'm thinking this guy's probably going to go home and have a French toast party or something like that. And he's got the whole cart is just full with just those things to make French toast. And he's putting it all on the little belt that moves. And Ricky starts cashing it out. And I'm like, wait a minute, Ricky. This is a 12-item or less lane. And she goes, it's okay, we can do it this time. And I was like, no, we can't. See, because you can't go into a 12-item or less lane with more than 12 items. That's against the rules. Now you're just being silly. Like, you shouldn't be able to get away with that. And the guy looks at me, he's like trying to be all tough and gangster to me, and let me just tell you that this guy is whiter than snow mixed with glue, and he looking at me like, yeah, I can do that if I want to. So I decided that I was going to get my revenge on this guy. He wasn't going to leave this grocery store unscathed. So I decided that the only appropriate thing to do was I started putting his bread into the bag. And every single bag that had loaves of bread in it, I put one of the gallons of milk. So I squashed all of his bread. And then he went home and had squashed French toast. And I slashed his tires, too. I made sure this guy got it good. So that's my story. JTP Fuss Budget. Going back to hell.
That was a That was an interesting story. I don't think it's quite as real as the one I was going to tell. Oh.
I don't know where I come up with this stuff. I'm so sorry.
The GameStop story. Oh. The reason I won't go to GameStop anymore. The reason I canceled all my pre-orders except for Knights of the Old Republic, because I paid for my pre-orders with store credit, so I don't think they'll give me cash back for them. So I just transferred everything to that, and because they had the whole issue with my cell phone or my phone number, where they fucked up my account when I tried to change my number. So somehow I ended up with like four separate accounts under my name because they couldn't get this straight.
Course.
And like, it was a pain in the ass every time I went there to recently to deal with anything pre-order related. So I'm gonna order everything through Amazon. So I just got rid of all my pre-orders except for that one. And the other thing is it drives me nuts. They will not stop bothering you to get that freaking Edge card. So I mean, it's not enough to ask you if you want it, explain what it is, have you say no. But then they're like, well, it's really good. And you're like, no. And then they'll bother you further after that. It's like, I think
Didn't you
once,
listen the first time?
it's like, I think one time I had to tell them no like four times to get them to shut
See, that's too much. Most times when I go into GameStop, though, they bug me, sure, about the. They don't bug me anymore about the card, because I already have it, because I get the used games. But what they really pisses me off, what they pester me about, they pester me about their stupid fucking pre-orders. Like I'm some 5-year-old who doesn't know what kind of games are coming out. Here I am, I went in there to cancel a pre-order for Modern Warfare 3, and then the guy had the nerve to ask me if I wanted to pre-order anything else. Like, what? Like, it's like, yeah. Can I cancel all? I'd like to cancel all pre-orders. He's like, oh, would you like to pre-order Assassin's Creed? No.
why is the guy Zarbon?
I don't know. I guess Zarbon is kind of a douche, so I guess he's kind of the perfect person to work at GameStop because he sounds like somebody who would probably pester somebody. You go in there and be like, yeah, hi, I'd like to cancel all my pre-orders. Oh, okay. Would you like to pre-order something else while you're here? No, but you know what? I'll just browse around. Okay, I'll be right over here if you have any questions. It's like, okay. So then you go around, you're starting looking at the games, and you buy and you pick up like Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 and are comparing it with Battlefield Bad Company 2. And you're just looking at both of them, and he walks over. He's just like, oh, I see you're looking at Call of Duty and Battlefield. Which one do you prefer? Well, I don't know. I like them both. At this point, I could really go both ways. As could I. And then he just walks away or something, and you're like, whatever. And then you finally just find a cheap game for like $5. And you go over there, and you put the games on the counter. And he's like, okay, that's going to be $5. And you give him the five. Is there anything you'd like to pre-order while you're here? I was like, I already answered this question. No, I don't want to pre-order anything. He's like, you will pre-order something or I'll kill you. The answer is still no, Zarbon. I am not pre-ordering any games. He's like, What if I told you that it was really beneficial for you to buy it here? What are the benefits?
I don't kill you.
It's like, that's not a good enough benefit. It's like, I'm gonna leave now.
Wait, don't go. Please, pre-order something.
No, I already told you. I'm not pre-ordering anything.
Fine, be that way.
I'm going across the street. There's a Best Buy over there. I'm gonna go pre-order games there.
But before you go, will you do me one favor?
What is it?
Can you pre-order Assassin's Creed?
No! You just leave.
Oh, God.
Imagine all these people working at GameStop. Be, oh man, what if like other characters worked at GameStop, like douchey cashiers that just pestered you for shit? Like, Like, oh, hi, welcome to GameStop. My name is the Joker. Would you like to pre-order anything while you're here today? No, I think I'm good. I'll just get this. Oh. Well, you know, the new Battlefield is coming out next week. It's looking like it's going to be pretty good. Yeah, it's looking pretty good, but I think this is all I'm going to get today. What if I showed you a magic trick? Would that get you to buy something? Probably not. Yeah, I'll do the magic trick anyway. See, this right here. This is Battlefield Bad Company 1. Pretty good game. I'm going to make it disappear. And then he puts it on the counter and he smashes your face into it. You're like, ow! I was like, but you see, the game is gone. No, it's not. You just hit it under the desk. Doesn't matter. Are you going to pre-order the new Battlefield or what? No, probably not. Why so serious? That doesn't even make sense to what we were talking about. Doesn't matter. Buy the game. Pre-order it. Will ya? No, I'm not going to pre-order the game. Do you want to know how I got these scars? What does that have to do with anything? Do you want to know how I got them? Fine. My fucking drinker. And a fiend. And one night, he comes home crazier than usual. He had just purchased the new Dragon Ball Z Ultimate Tenkaichi game, and he just went off. Mom tries to tell him that older Dragon Ball games are better because they have more characters, and he didn't like it. Not one bit. So he grabs a kitchen knife, and he stares at me while he does it. Why so serious, son? These Dragon Ball games are great! And I say, no, they're not. So, that's the end of the story. He comes at me with a kitchen knife, and now I'm smiling all the time! And we're just like, that's a great story, Joker. I'm gonna go now. He's like, okay, be sure to come again. I got plenty of stories I could tell you. He's like, why do you even work here? Like, well, you see, I love selling video games because it's against the order. It doesn't go with everybody's little plan. I take the plan and I turn it on itself. You see, if I were to tell you tomorrow that 50,000 people were going to buy the new Call of Duty game, nobody panics because it's all part of the plan. But if I tell them one little Dragon Ball game is going to be coming out, everybody loses their minds! So, I just do what I do best. I introduce a little chaos and a little anarchy and see where it goes from there.
I don't know where you come up with this shit.
Neither do I. Oh, man. I don't know, maybe they don't have to work at GameStop. They could work at other places that, like, piss you off. Like, what if, like, Herbert the Pervert worked at, like, the DMV? That'd be interesting. Like, you walk up, like, you've been waiting for, like, or even better, you're, like, going to the post office, and you got, like, a bunch of packages that you're trying to ship. And you got Herbert the Pervert behind the counter, like, hey, how you doing? You're like, I'm fine. I just like to ship these to, I don't know, fucking Guam. And they're like, that's fine, I can send them for you. Just put what you got right here on this counter so I can weigh it. And he weighs it, and it's like 30 pounds. It's like, wow, 30 pounds? You gotta have some muscly arms to lug this around. Yeah, I've been working out. That's no problem. I can ship these for you. It's great. How much is that gonna cost me? Oh, I wouldn't charge you nothing. Your muscly arms, you had to go through all this trouble just to get it here. I'll be able to help you out. And you know what? I'll even give you the tip. I have it right here in my pocket, but I have arthritis. I won't be able to get it. How about you just reach in there and fetch it for yourself?
No, that's okay. I'll just pay for it like normal and give you the tip.
Tip is go the fuck away.
Yeah, I gotta leave.
No, see, we can't do that.
You gotta go with what I say. Now here's the deal. I'm gonna ship your packages, and then we're gonna have some popsicles. Do you like popsicles? I have a whole freezer full of popsicles. They're down in my basement. Would you like to come visit?
No.
Get your fat ass back here.
Oh, man. I don't know where I come up with this shit. I think I've just... I don't know. I got a random mind.
Yeah.
It just goes off in all directions. Just, well, stuff.
We really have to record this from now on, like, and whenever we're bullshitting, because we never know when you're going to say something random.
Yeah, it's the editing thing, and yeah, editing's a bitch. Oh, man. Oh, this goddamn game. Being stupid, as always. Like, fucking... I hate these Madden games just because John Madden says the most ridiculous things, the most obvious things. And I know you're not a sports fan, but, like, these John Madden games, like, he says, like, even if you didn't know sports, like, you know, like, he says, like, if the referee doesn't throw a flag for a penalty and the receiver gets into the end zone after he caught the ball, that's a touchdown.
I just know the Madden games are destined, from what I understand, they're basically destined to be shit because of the fact that they have no competition because EA has the monopoly on the NFL license.
Yeah, they got the monopoly. They're not shit. They're not improving significantly anyway. They're just kind of there. You know, they come out every year and they sell a shitload because people have nothing fucking better to do than buy Madden games in bulk. Because I need to play this with my friends. Like, we're going to have a party. We're going to have chips. And there's going to be some dip. And we're going to play. We're going to play Madden. All night long. And it's like, you see those Madden commercials. They come out every year for, like, Walmart. Where some idiot, he's got a bag. He's with, like, baguettes in them. And he's got, in one hand, that's in one hand. In the other hand, he's got a copy of Madden. So, I don't know what the hell he was doing at Walmart, like, why this particular midnight trip to Walmart required him to purchase Madden and fucking groceries. He walks in his front door, and he's on the phone with his buddy, who's already playing a game. He's like, dude, did you get Madden? Yeah, I'm already home playing it right now. I don't see you online, dude. I've got the disc in right now. And then he turns on the light and the fucking dude is in his house. What the fuck? I would kill anybody who did that.
You know, speaking of Walmart, like, you know what I hate about places like Walmart and Meijer, Walmart and Meijer, just the very fact that they exist is because I work at a grocery store. Mm-hmm. And we get so many idiots that, like, because we're like a small business, and we get people in there. They're like, man, you know, Meijer or Walmart or whatever, they got a lot lower prices than you. Why don't you have lower prices? Like, because they have lower prices because they make their money off of the shit that isn't groceries. They make their money off the shit that they can sit there forever and it doesn't matter because it doesn't expire. We only sell food. There's a very small profit margin on food. We can't sell it at the same prices that these fucking powerful-ass corporations sell them for.
Oh, but people don't understand that, no. All they understand is that they have to spend more money. So it's like, why have I got to spend more money?
I actually tried to explain this to this one old man, and his response is just, don't give me that.
You goddamn old people, why don't you understand things? Oh, like, oh, it's especially this time of year, because I work at Best Buy, these people
I dread the concept of being in a technological environment and dealing with old people.
Oh, it's horrible. See, what sucks about my – I work in a game department, which is, like, perfect for me because I know so much.
But what's unfortunate is that right behind the game department, because we're in like the back corner of the store because they hate us, we're in the back corner of the store, and, you know, right behind us is home phones. There's like one little area that's like right next to gaming that is exclusively home phones. I was like, who the fuck even uses a home phone anymore? First of all, and I know who, it's only old people. Because they're the only people coming in looking for this. And it's tough, because as a salesperson, I can't sell you a home phone because I don't know the goddamn difference. It's like, let's see. Like, read it off the card. Let's see. This one calls people. And, oh shit, this one calls people too. It's amazing. Which one do you recommend? I don't know, you old bastard. Which one do you like better? Which one would you rather put in your house? I want to know which one's better. They're both the goddamn same. Both make calls, both record answering messages.
Yeah, you're right, though. Most people just use cell phones now as their
primary mode of communication. I was like, and these old people, they're in there all the time. Like, I've sold more home phones than fucking consoles.
It's actually kind of funny when you think about how there are some things you want to do where they like, where you sign up for certain services or whatever, they require you to provide a home phone. They're like, you can't just give us a cell phone. We need your home phone. It's like, what if my cell phone is my home phone?
Well, then I guess you're not getting our service.
Like this dating service I had signed up for, they didn't want to listen to me that I didn't want them having the home phone because the home phone is, you know, my parents' phone, and I don't want the person who's possibly going to be dating me calling my parents.
I can't see that fucking conversation. Like,
I don't have a home phone up in my... Like, I don't care that they find out that I live with my parents, but I don't have a home phone up in my room. I just have my cell phone. That's what I always answer. It's the only thing I answer. Why would I want them to call the phone that I don't answer?
Well, we need to have a primary and a secondary and a tertiary and a whatever comes after that eary.
We need an emergency. It's like, shut the fuck up. Take my number and let me get on with this.
Find me someone to fuck.
Sorry, well, dating service is already shit because, like, I swear to God, everyone that signs up for this is a fucking idiot. I've been on this thing for like over a year, and out of the references they've sent me, I've dated one person. Like so many of the other people, like some of them just never answer their phone when I call them to try and meet up with them. Other ones, I had one woman who, you know, wouldn't call me back till, and you know, I tried calling her again, and I accidentally called her on her lunch at work, and she got pissed at me, and it's like, well, how the fuck was I supposed to know that? Some other woman, like, literally, like, fucking drilled me for information, even though they basically say you're not really supposed to do that. You're supposed to, you know, have the thing, meet up, go on a date. She's, like, drilling me for all this information, and then she found out that I'm not religious, and she's like, oh... Well, I want to raise my kids to be Christians. It's like,
I could do that.
The kids you don't have, and that you're probably never gonna have if you're gonna be this fucking picky.
I only want my kids to have brown hair. Get rid of it. I don't know these dating services. The only one I like around here, the one I see the commercial for is, I think it's eHarmony. That's the one I see the most of, where it's this old fucking guy who's probably not even married himself. He's there, and he's like, wouldn't it be... Like, he always comes around Valentine's Day because, oh, love is in the air. And he's like, he comes on, he's like, isn't it the great season to find love? And then nobody answers because it's a fucking commercial. And he's like, now you can join up with eHarmony and find that true special someone. And then they just show these people who are probably fake, who probably are just actors. And like, we've been married for a whole year. And then the guy's just like, yeah. That's how it is. It's the girl is explaining everything, and then there's the guy just going, yeah. It's like, I found out that I'm really into art, and he likes looking at art in museums as well. Yeah. It's like, we both like going on walks. Yeah. It was like, wouldn't you love to be as happy as Monica and Brad? No. Brad looks like he's miserable as shit. So either that is a real relationship, or Brad's a really damn good actor.
Oh, man. I don't know. I've come to feel that being an internet reviewer is more likely to pay off and get me laid than that fucking dating service.
It's like, well, now what you can do, Ozzy, the next time you go on one of those dating sites, when they ask you to put in your profile, you can put in YouTube partner. That's guaranteed to get you something. Because I know I'm always, like, if I ever talk to a woman and just be like, hey, how's it going? I'm a little bit overweight, but I'm working on that. I enjoy sports. I enjoy movies, video games. And she goes, yeah, you seem nice, yeah. And she's got that kind of whole look. But then when you lay a bombshell like, oh, and by the way, I'm a YouTube partner, you can literally see the glint in their eye. And they're just like, oh, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
You're having kids tonight.
Stupid thing is, the other thing about this dumbass dating service is like, the way they match you up with people, they don't seem to even care what your interests are, because I'm very much not an outdoor person. That's like everyone they try to pair me up with is an outdoor person. It's like, are you fucking stupid?
I like jogging.
I don't. They base everything. It seems like everything they decide, they base it off of your morals, whether or not you have similar morals to the person. Which, since I'm not an asshole, since I'm not an asshole, that means their service always tries to pair me up with people that are religious, because I actually have morals, even though I'm not religious. And these people that are religious are insistent upon dating religious people.
Yeah. What's the name of this dating service again?
Oh, I think it might have changed its name, but it used to be called The Right One.
Yeah, come to the right one. Pairing up assholes since whenever we started. It's like, because if you have no morals and are just a douche, then hey, we can find love for you too. Oh man, I just think about that commercial. Imagine the commercial they'd have if it was just two douchebags together. Just that guy comes out. Well, it's that time of year again. We're pairing up individuals. And we've got a great couple we want to show you today. Say hello to Jillian and Steve. They signed up for whatever our site is. And they met each other back in March of 2010. And they've been happy together all this time. Let's see. And they're just walking down the street. And she's like, well, I realize that Steve is the perfect man because he treats me like shit and I treat him like shit, and it's like a back and forth thing that we have. It's kind of cute when you look at it. You're not cute no more. You stopped being cute last year. Oh, Steve, you fucking douchebag. I hate you. So, what do you guys like to do for fun?
Well, just the other day, Jillian and I were walking down the street, and she looked like crap because she didn't put her hair up no more.
Oh, Steve, I already told you, I don't like looking like this.
She's like, well, you don't like looking good, obviously. Good God, woman. I swear to God, your face looks like you fell in a wood chipper.
Oh, Steve. I thought I liked you because you looked like you had a six-pack of abs, but I realized that six-pack was a keg on top of another keg. God damn, you're fat. So anyway, we were walking down the street, and we saw our next-door neighbor, There's two of them. It's Kathy and Bob. And oh my god, I hate Kathy and Bob. We went over their house for a party, and they've got this annoying little dog. And oh my god, it loves to come up and like rub its nasty face all over my legs.
I'd rub my face on your legs too if you shave the goddamn things from time to time.
Oh, shut up, Steve. Nobody asked you. So we were over at this party that they're having. Whatever. They don't throw good parties. There's no alcohol at all. I look in the fruit punch, and the punch bowl was actually fruit punch. I was, who does that? No spike, nothing. So I grab myself punch, and Kathy has the nerve, to start talking to Steve without me even being there, and we left immediately. So we see Kathy and Bob walking down the street with that horrible little mutt, and I looked at Steve and said, I'm going to kick it. And what was it that you said, Steve?
I was like, probably, I don't know, maybe I said, fuck you, do what you want?
Yes, that's what you said, that's right, I forgot. So I went over and I kicked the dog, and then I ran back in my house and I locked the door, and Steve was banging on it all evening and I didn't open it.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking cold that night.
Yeah, I know. But I let you in the next morning.
Yeah, and what did we have for breakfast that morning?
Well, I had pancakes and a buttered muffin.
Yeah, I fucking had raisin bran. Thanks for that, by the way.
So, how would you rate your experience living together?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the best and 10 being the absolute super best.
I don't know. I'm going to have to put it at a 10.
Oh yeah, what's your reason for putting it at a 10?
Because you know what? As much as we argue, as much as we bicker, I realize every morning when I wake up and after we've had a long night of arguing, I wake up mad and I go through my morning routine while she still gets to sleep in and stay at home because she's a bum who hasn't had a job in 10 years. I go to my job and bring home the bacon, and I realize that it's all worth it because we just got a hot new temp that I'm so gonna be sleeping with later.
So be sure to join up for our site, and you can have a happy relationship just like Jillian and Steve.
Why does the spokesperson sound like Sarah Palin?
Maverick. Because he's a maverick. That went on for a while. Good God. That was fun.
Yeah.
Jillian and Steve, I don't know, maybe if you shaved your legs from time to time. Those were horrible people.
Yeah, they were. Oh, kind of got me distracted from what I was actually going to say about my dating service.
wasn't that horrible, was it?
Oh no. The only reason I'm still using it though is because, well, it's already paid for. I have so many guaranteed like referrals or whatever the fuck before it ends. Granted, it's useless because no one they send me actually ever meets me. They just like I've talked to a few of them on the phone and nothing ever comes of it. It's like you haven't even seen me to decide I'm ugly. I don't get what's going on.
It's like, shouldn't we at least meet first? No, I can pretty much tell.
Oh, I can tell your shit right now.
Yeah, I just hear it in your voice. Just that whole,
hey, want to meet up?
No.
I think there's way too many crazy religious bitches in there. And I don't have anything against people that are religious, but it's like, God, like certain segments of religious groups are.
Yeah, I think you need to pretty much be specific about that. It's like, I don't have a problem with some religious people. Some religious people are a bit too crazy. Like, there's this old church that my grandma went to once. This was, like, years ago when I was, like, this was, like, 8 years ago when I was, like, 10. And I was visiting my grandmother because, you know, I was one of the good kids who actually, like, cared about my family. Unlike the punks today who are like, fuck my mom. I was like, what? Like, that was one thing I never understood while I was in school. It's like, people were like, whenever they'd be like, hey, do you want to come hang out with us tonight? I'd be like, nah, my mom wants me home for, like, I have a curfew. And they'd be like, what the fuck? Who listens to their parents? People who don't want to end up in jail. And I never understood that. They'd be like, what? Come on. And you'd be like, no. So anyway, I was with my grandmother. And we're in this church. Very tiny church. And there's like 12 people who go to this goddamn church. Not including me and my grandmother who are there. And like, this is the first and last time I've ever been to a church outside of a funeral. So,
oh man.
Yeah, I'm not religious. I don't go. I never went. I was like, I don't go for any reason. I don't like getting dressed up. Luckily, I was there in a t-shirt and jeans because she just shocked me with this. Like, let's go to church. I was like, let's not go to church. I was like, but there's nothing better to do. So, because she was one of those people who didn't believe in television. So it was like, either you can stay at home and read a book, or you can come with me outside and go to the church. And I was like, well, might as well not upset her. You know, I don't want to hurt her feelings. So fine, we go to this church. And this is the church that she used to take my dad to. And I was like, oh, great. And of course, we walk in the door. I'm the youngest one there by default. I would have been anyway. Like, even today, I would have been the youngest. But I'm pretty sure my grandmother was the youngest one there. Like, that's how old these fucking people were. It's like, oh my god, every last one of them is like 80. It's like, I doubt any of them can see. And we walk in there, and they go, oh my god, is that your son? I was like, what? And I look at my grandmother, and she looks at me, and she goes, I used to take your father to this church all the time. And I was like, wait a minute. And they're coming over to me, and they're calling me by my dad's name. And I'm like, no, it's not my name. My name is Christopher. And they're like, no, it's not. I was like, yeah, it is. Like, what? I was like, I'm pretty sure I didn't forget my own name. So, yeah, basically, I was my dad for that whole time, because they would not believe that I was my grandmother's grandson. Nope, I was her son.
God.
And it was terrible. It was so awful.
I can only imagine the amount of senileness that must be going on there for them to not comprehend that, hey, why isn't he any older?
Yeah. It's like, oh my god, I've gotten older, but you've stayed 11 years old. It's amazing. And I was like, yeah, totally. So I had to pretend to be my dad the entire day. It was awful.
I would imagine, even as someone who doesn't like religion a whole lot, I can only imagine that would kind of sour the experience for you.
Oh, well, yeah. It was one of the main reasons why I never went back. It was like, I didn't want to try it in the first place. In my first experience there, they don't even believe that I am who I say I am. Whatever.
God.
Yeah, and they start, I'm sitting on the bench just like, oh god, I cannot wait to get out of here. Luckily, we went in there where it was like late enough where they've gotten the main stuff out of the way and they were just kind of wrapping it up. So there was really only like, maybe, there was only really like 20 or 30 minutes left. And they look at me and like they're doing like their closing prayer or whatever and they go, John, would you like to do the last prayer? And I said, no. And they're like, you love doing this. And they look at my grandmother and they're like, tell them to do it. And I look at her, I go, I swear to God, if you make me do this, I will never visit you again. And she said, no. And she kind of like understood that I was like, I did not like this. So she's like, that's fine. That's fine. No. Oh, no, that's fine. I haven't said she was like, I haven't said it in a while. I'll do it today. She's like, oh, next time you bring him back, make sure he's ready to do it. And I was like, yeah, fat chance.
It's like, I don't live in this town. I only visit my grandmother like every so often. So even if I wanted to do this again, the chances are not likely I would. So yeah, she did the closing prayer and we got in the car and we drove off. She was like, so what did you think? I was like,
you're like, everybody there was insane.
Pretty much. I was like, Meme, your friends are out of control. She goes, what are you talking about? I was like, I don't know. It's like, they didn't believe me when I said I wasn't my dad, and you did nothing to stop them. It was horrible. So yeah. So that's why, like, when people hear that you're not religious and pretty much say no, as soon as I hear, like, I'm spiritual, I was like, I'm leaving. Yeah, I have no interest, because I know, like, most people when they raise their kids, at least nowadays, it's most people let their kids decide. Like, you know, if you don't want to go to church, you don't have to. Some parents still make their kids. I won't make mine. Like, when I have kids, if they don't want to go to church, I'm not going to go. Like, if I happen to marry somebody and have kids with somebody who's, like, a religious person, and they're just like, I'm going to church, I was like, well, you're going alone. You're not making me come. It's Sunday. Football's on. No. Not happening. Like, if it comes to that point, yeah, no. Not going to happen. You can do your craziness all by yourself. And I was like, and if the kids don't want to go, they don't have to. You're not going to force them to. They need to know the word of God.
Now they need to know that there's a thing called freedom.
Yeah, they need to know that. They need to know that it's all a lie.
Santa Claus isn't real.
No! Yeah. Now, that's what I say whenever a kid pisses me off. Santa's not real, you little shit!
Oh, that's mean.
No, but me calling my grandmother's senile friends from 10 years ago, insane. That's fine. But tell a little kid that there's no such thing as Santa Claus, that's horrible.
No, not so much that you told the kid there's no such thing as Santa Claus, but the fact that you did it just to
spite them.
Just to spite them, because they pissed you off.
Fuck them. I could get it. I was like, I actually saw somebody do that, like a drive-by. Santa isn't reeling. It was weird. I was like, they're in the car.
Santa's real. What?
They drove by a field, like a soccer field. There's a bunch of kids sitting down. Like, literally, there's like 30 kids, and there's a soccer field. And they drive by. This kid leans out as loud as he can. Santa isn't real. And every little kid looked like, what? They do a lot of, like, these people who did the drive-by Santa's not real, they do that to a lot of people. It's like drive-by insults, is what it's called. It's hilarious.
I saw that once, except it was really, really stupid, because one of my friends was working at a gas station at the time. He was outside smoking a cigarette, and these idiots just drive by and yell at him, "Got a real job!" Yeah, if he gets a real job, who's going to sell you your gas, you dipshit?
I've seen a couple. There was one that was so mean, but it caught me off guard, so I cracked up, even though it was terrible and I shouldn't have laughed at it. There's this lady walking down the street, and she's got like this black and white dress on, and they lean out the window as this woman's walking by, and they yell, "Go back to SeaWorld, Shamu!"
Oh.
I said it was horrible. Oh, but it was so funny. Oh, God. Go back to SeaWorld, Shamu. Oh, the internet, oh, crazy shit hath you shown me over the past few years. Wouldn't have gotten me into reviewing, though. Can blame the internet on that little hobby that we all have.
Yes, the hobby that never ends.
Yeah. Oh, man.
to SeaWorld.
See, I told you it was terrible, but it was funny as shit. That's what I was thinking. Maybe I should do that. Just like nice. Like nice drive-by compliments.
Drive-by compliments. Just drive-by. You're awesome! What?
No, nothing like that. Like, see somebody, like they have, like, a hat on or something. They'd be like,
nice
that
hat.
Is a very nice hat! And they just look like, thanks!
But why? Don't care!
Don't care! Oh, there we go. I could do, like, drive-by... I could do those drive-by insults as, like, Reaver and just say stuff that he would say in, like, Fable. And just be like, I'm going to dump my waste in your lawn! And people be like, what?
Be like, I'm going to shit on your lawn. I don't have a pet to do it, so I'll do it myself.
I'm driving at 5 miles an hour. I hope you can't keep up. Book it.
Oh, Reginald. I disagree.
I disagree. Yeah. Oh. That'd be fun. Do insults as Reaver. They'd take a long time, though. You'd have to be driving really slow in order to get them off. Like, oh, you there! What?
I was like, I've decided I'm going to turn your house into a brothel!
What? Why would you do that? I don't care! Like, okay. Have a nice day. You too!
Step into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah, dig it.
Oh, yeah. Macho Madness is coming at you. Oh, yeah.
You know, I, could you imagine if the Macho Man ever teamed up with the Kool-Aid Man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you could have Slim Jims and Kool-Aid at the same time.
And also... they could argue about who's oh yeah was better. It was like they're tagging against, I don't know, who's a shitty tag team? There's a fucking Spirit Squad. How about that?
The Bushwhackers.
The Bushwhackers. Nope, I'm gonna go with the Spirit Squad. It's like Mickey, Kenny, Timmy, whatever our names are, we suck.
Shitty.
They're fighting. My Kool-Aid Macho Madness. They're fighting that, whatever their... What would their tag name be? The...
Bonesaws, oh yeah! Something like that. Bonesaws, oh yeah!
And they, like, they're fighting the fucking shitty squad. And, you know, they do their finishing move, or... I think the Kool-Aid Man's finishing move... It would have to be the Swanton Bomb. It couldn't be anything else. Because I don't think there could be a better finishing move than a 300 pound glass jug filled to the brim with fucking Kool-Aid. Who could hurt any less? I don't think there could be a better finishing move. And then the Macho Man comes in and cleans up.
Funny thing is, you remember those Robot Chicken skits with the Kool-Aid Man breaking through the wall?
Yeah.
I thought what would have been really funny is if they had like some like security guard in an armored car getting ready to like, you know, pick up money from some place. And then he just goes, hey, Kool-Aid! And you just hear glass shatter because he tried to go through an armored car's wall. Be like,
oh, yeah.
Be like, oh.
It'd be just as sad as when Frosty the Snowman melts.
Happy birthday!
Damn it, Frosty, you're so stupid.
It's getting hot outside. I need to get somewhere cold. Does anybody in this town have a refrigerator? Or is there any place like a supermarket that I can go to where they have lots of freezers that I can just hide in? No? Looks like I'll just stay out in the sun and melt. Happy birthday!
Then he dies like an idiot.
You're saying Frosty was ever not an idiot? I mean, the first thing he says when he comes to life is "Happy birthday" to a complete stranger.
Yeah, I didn't say he was the smartest bulb in the bush, but you figured he'd have the common sense. Like, I'm dying. Maybe I should get somewhere to where I won't die. Then he doesn't.
He didn't realize he was allergic to death.
Happy. I always hated those. Some of those Christmas specials. Ah, they were terrible. Like, I think my least favorite Christmas, like just any Christmas, not just like the claymation ones. Like, out of all the Christmas specials I hate, I think the one I hate the most is probably the Christmas Shoes. Just because I fucking hate that song. Like, I want to kill that song every time I hear it.
You probably, you know, Necrocritic actually reviewed that movie.
So did I. Well, I didn't review the movie. I reviewed the song last year.
He reviewed the movie.
Yeah.
And my mom was watching the movie and enjoying it. I just felt like saying to her, you're stupid.
Movie. Fuck the movie. The song. Just the song. Ugh. Just the idea of it. Like, that he's like, oh, yeah, it's, I knew God had sent that little boy. What? It's like, so yeah, God was like, yeah, that's a real great idea. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to kill this little boy's mama. And I'm going to make him spend every cent that he has on these useless fucking shoes. And guess what? It's just because this guy is being all down on Christmas. Yeah, that's how we're going to do it. And then the kid's paying, and I heard Patton Oswalt actually did, like, a huge skit on this song. And it's like, this kid, in the song, they say he's, like, a dirty kid. Like, he's like Pigpen from Charlie Brown. He's going to buy these shoes in this nice mall. And he's in the line, and he pays for these terrible shoes. Like, if you see them in the movie, they look shitty. They're terrible shoes. Like, if I ever tried to give my mom those shoes, ugh, she'd probably, like, hit me with them. Like, these look like shit. Go bring them back. But, yeah, he buys these terrible shoes with pennies and nickels, and the guy's got the fucking nerve to be like, yeah, there's not enough here. Like, what kind of douche would be like that? Like, oh, yeah, you just look like shit. You bought something that looks like shit. You're short 6 cents. Life's a bitch, isn't it? I just heard you sing that little bit to that guy right there that your mom's gonna die. Oh, well.
Sucks to be your mom.
Sucks to be your mom. Looks like you ain't getting her new shoes after all. Looks like her feet are gonna be cold on Christmas. You know what? I bet your Reaver was working at that fucking store. It was Reaver. I was like, Reaver, why aren't you letting the kid just go with these short 5 cents that comes out of my paycheck? Reaver, you're laughing kind of evilly. Are you sure you're not doing it just to be a douche? Okay, you caught me. I'm doing it to be a total douche.
No, it's just any douche. A total douche.
I'm just being horrible. Reaver, why do you continue to do this? I don't care. Reaver, the boy's mom is dying. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, in that case, allow me to dump my waste in her lawn. She's not going to need it anymore.
Oh.
But the little boy and his father are still going to be there. You raise a good point. I'll just put it in the cemetery. Reaver, that's extensively douchey. You're right. That would be kind of mean. Why would I do something like that? Oh, yes, I'm evil. It's like that to do horrible things to people.
I like this version of the Christmas Shoes better. With Reaver being an asshole.
I love this version. I'd like the song a lot more. It's like, sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. There's a creepy cashier going to dump shit in our lawn. Can you hurry, please? This guy's got a cock a sucker on the way. gonna be in some poop in our yard. Can you hurry, please? Daddy won't clean that up. Oh, man. Daddy won't clean that up. I want to buy these shoes. If Reaver put shit in our yard tonight. Do-do-do-do. Oh, man. I think I might have topped my... I don't think I'll be able to top that one.
At least not with a Reaver moment.
No, there won't be another Reaver moment to top that. I'm going to put shit in this little boy's yard. Ah!
It's like a thought. Let's do it at the cemetery.
Let's do it at the cemetery. Reaver, that's a bit much, don't you think? Don't care. Reaver, do you have any sympathy for human life? What's that? Reaver, do you just laugh after everything you say? No. Oh, you got me. Oh, you got me. You know what show needs a Reaver character? Naruto. Just to fuck up Naruto's life, because I can't stand him. Like, just if every episode begins with that old fucker just getting a nice, good kick in the goddamn pants. It's what he deserves. Goddamn, I hate him.
Closest you really have to a Reaver character would probably be Jiraiya, just because of how crazy he is.
Yeah, he's crazy, but there needs to be somebody who could just, like, I've seen these people animate, like, people who are, like, animators put stuff on YouTube where, like, they're weird and they just, like, show, like, characters just beating each other up. It's like, hey, they don't fight in the series good enough, so I made them fight myself. Just somebody animate something with Naruto just getting fucking kicked. God damn.
Sakura does hit him a lot.
Not good enough. Not hard enough. Not low enough. What kind of ninja wears an orange jumpsuit? God damn it.
The fuck kind of ninja wears most of the shit they wear in that?
None, but orange sticks out.
So does bright green.
Lee? Lee and Guy. That jerk. Forest green. They live in the forest. I'll let them get away with it. But they ain't nothing. Unless you're in a tangerine field, Naruto ain't blending in with shit.
Tangerine field.
Yeah, unless you're in a tangerine field and you're fighting a group of retards, Naruto's gonna get spotted every time. It's like, oh, that's a really big tangerine.
then you have to hope some fat guy doesn't decide to try and eat him.
I like tangerines. I'm gonna eat that big one. He's like, oh no! He was like, oh no, get away! Believe it! I don't believe it. Kill the non-believer! Oh, I can't stand him. Like, I would love Naruto so much more if just out of nowhere, just a big surprise, did you fucking kill him? But unfortunately, the original series ended and Shippuden started, and he's a little bit better in that. I don't want him to die as much. It'd still be nice. This is the original series. I wanted that little fucker to bite the dust. Ugh. Like, tell me that there would not have been a better twist. Like, Shyamalan would shit his pants if Naruto pulled that off. Where they're just going, yeah. Or they did, like, I can tell you something that did that character switch perfectly. It's a movie, not a TV series. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Nightmare on Elm Street did it perfectly. Because we started the movie with, what's her name, Sharon, or whatever the fuck her name is. We started the movie with her, and we were led to believe that she was the main character, and then about, like, 45 minutes in, they kill her, and then the main character is Nancy. It's like Naruto should have done something like that, where the first part of the series, we start with Naruto, like he has this story, like, oh, I have a demon living inside me. Love me, love me. I'm terrible. I'm terrible. I will annoy the shit out of you forever. And then, like, he's fighting fucking Sasuke or whatever, and instead of stopping himself, Sasuke just, like, that's it, and plunges a kunai right in the little fucker's neck. And then he can leave too, because I don't like him either. He can get the glory of the kill, and then we just switch to a new main character, like somebody interesting, like
he can get the glory of the kill, and then Orochimaru can use him as a host for his new body.
Yeah, there you go. And then he can die too. And then we can, and then Sakura can do what Sakura always does, which is nothing. So really, we wouldn't be missing anything if we just completely skipped her. And we can actually have like a character who's interesting. Like, I don't know, have the show star Shikamaru, Shino, and who's the other person in their group? Ino. Ino's not interesting either, but Shikamaru and Shino are. I'd rather have their story than
actually Shikamaru's group is Shikamaru, Choji, and Ino.
Oh fuck! So
Choji's still awesome though.
Yeah, he eats chips like nobody's business. So who am I? Oh, then fuck Shikamaru. Then fuck it. Shikamaru's not gonna work with Choji and Ito anymore. Just put him with Shino. It's like,
oh, because Shino's actual group was Shino, Kiba, and
Hanada. Oh, never mind. Then yeah, fuck Shikamaru
and Hanada.
Yeah, that's much better. I got my groups mixed up. You're right.
Out of the Leaf Village girls, Hinata's clearly the most capable as far as combat's concerned.
She's also the most interesting as far as characters. Like, I'd say. Because you look at the Leaf Village girls, what the fuck does Sakura or Ino or the chick with the Leia head do?
Ten-ten.
Ten-ten, that's her fucking Leia. Yeah.
Not much. Like, Ten-Ten probably has the least character. Like, I like Ten-Ten more than Ino, just aesthetically, but Ten-Ten has, like, the least character out of all, because they never, she gets no focus, like, out of the girls, she gets the least focus, period. Like,
she doesn't drool over anybody.
Like, watching the entire regular Naruto series, she's always just kind of there. When she's actually there, she's just kind of there. She doesn't really have any epic moments. Like, even Sakura has better, like, epic fight moments than Ten-Ten. Granted, Ten-Ten's still better at combat than Ino, because
Sakura's best fight moment was when she was taking on the Sound Ninja.
The only thing Ino ever does is that stupid mind possession thing.
And when she fights Sakura, that's her defining moment. It's like, here you go, you had your fight, you couldn't even win it, bitch.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Sakura goes on to, you know, be a medical ninja, and while not really a big fighter, she still provides a purpose. She's kind of like Dende, if Dende could actually fight instead of just healing people.
Yeah, I'd give Sakura that. Again, most of these characters get better in Shippuden, but in the original Naruto series, a lot of those characters, except for, like, I like Kiba just because aesthetically, and I think he's cool. I love Akamaru. Like, I love the fact that he does that with, like, he has that move with his dog. That's so cool. Like, that group is awesome. Like, I hate Naruto. I hate Sasuke. Sakura, I'm indifferent towards because she doesn't do anything in the original series. She's just kind of there to be smart. Like, yeah, she gives us information because Kakashi can't tell us everything.
Yeah. Sasuke is easily my most hated character from that, though, because just anyone who turns on his friends and joins a guy who wants to destroy the place he's from because he's mad at somebody else that destroyed part of the place he's from, he wants the strength to kill him. It doesn't make any sense.
See, well, yeah.
Naruto's annoying, but Sasuke is a terrible human being.
Sasuke is a terrible human being, and I hate him because of that. But and I hate Naruto. Yeah, he's annoying, but a lot of characters are annoying, but they're never annoying to the point where I want to see him take an ice pick to the fucking neck.
Not even Chi-Chi.
I can't even, as much as I hate Chi-Chi, I can't even, you know what, I'd rather take 12 Chi-Chis to one Naruto. Oh yeah, I said that shit. Like, I hate Naruto. I can't stand him. Like, you know what, that's what my favorite part of the Naruto games are. Is you can have both players be Naruto. One's in orange and one's in red, and you can think the one in red is like the fucking Naruto's twin who isn't a fucking imbecile, and just beat the shit out of the one in orange. I'm too young for a tent like this. I'm gonna jam my kunai in your goddamn skull.
Like, I don't hate Naruto, but I understand why other people find him annoying.
Not many people hate him, though. Not as much as I do, anyway. Like, I think I win.
Like, I mean,
like, that's why, like, I'm afraid to say that at conventions, because everybody's dressed as fucking Naruto. I'll be like, I fucking hate you, too. I won't go to any anime conventions, because if word ever gets out that, like, if I had the chance to animate Naruto, he'd have been dead. Like, I'm the main character, and then something would have bit off his fucking head. It's like, not anymore, bitch. What would have been better? You know what would have made Naruto really good? Like, if what they had done, instead of having him be the main character, you can still have the show be called Naruto, but have him do a Death Note thing where you can be okay if the main character fucking, oh, spoiler alert, dies.
I'm gonna be perfectly honest. I think anytime you name your series after the main character, you're doing your fans a disservice, because
all tension is lost.
Yeah.
How many people think he's ever going to lose a fight?
Like, there's a reason Dragon Ball is not called Goku. There's a reason Yu Yu Hakusho is not called Yusuke.
Yeah.
There's a reason Reviewers Unknown is not called that top-hatted evil guy.
Home of 5-second movies and the Nostalgia Critic. Oh, did I just say that? I believe I did!
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I still don't like that this site is named that.
No, yeah. Main character either. Like, I've never liked that. Like, even when they're doing it as a joke. Like, I'm looking at, like, one of the games here. I know it says a joke. Eat Lead, The Return of Matt Hazard. Fuck Matt Hazard. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, I hate that Naruto does it. Like, going back to things that, like, are actually relevant. I hate that Naruto names itself after its main character. One, because you know the main character's gonna win anyway, because there's no fucking tension. Like, in most anime shows, you know that maybe the hero will have some trouble defeating whoever. Like, One Piece does it fucking perfectly. Because what they do is you actually feel tension for the... This is why it's perfect, is because you feel tension for the other characters, because they find a way to take Luffy out of the picture immediately. Like, in the very beginning of the series, the first thing they do is when he's fighting Arlong in, like, the first, like, huge arc of the series is the Arlong arc. And really early on in the fight, Arlong manages, like, at least in the anime, now I'm not talking about the manga, I'm not talking about the book series, I'm talking about the anime. Like, immediately, it's probably the same in the book, but I've watched more of the anime than the book.